的播送流行美语。 Larry 在学校书店陪李华买新学期要用的书，他们今天会用到两个常用语 Bite your tongue 和 Stoop down to someone's level。
哎呦，怎么今天这么多人都选今天来买书啊？
Well, classes do start on Monday. Everyone is getting ready for school to start.
Larry, 刚才我结账的时候，你听见那个收款员嘲笑我了吗？他看我买这本书，说什么？哟，你还上这门课呢？有什么用啊，这种课？他怎么可以这样说呢？气得我够呛哎。
Yeah, I almost said something to him, but I just wanted to get out of there. Sometimes it's just better to bite your tongue and walk away.
Bite your tongue?Larry, 你咬到舌头了，疼不疼啊？
No, Li Hua, my tongue is fine. Biting your tongue is a phrase that means you force yourself to keep quiet, like you have to bite your tongue to keep it from talking.
Oh, to bite your tongue, 意思呢就是忍着不说话。你是说你本来想说那店员两句，可是不想引起争执，所以呢就忍着没出声。
That's right, Li Hua, and saying something mean back to that rude cashier just wouldn't be worth it.Better to bite my tongue and walk away.
这倒是，我真希望啊，刚才那个收银员也知道什么时候闭嘴 ，bite his tongue， 不要对客人说这么没有礼貌的话。
He was probably just having a bad day. When someone gets frustrated, it's easier for them to forget to bite their tongue when they should. Like last Friday, when my boss asked me to work late.
啊，老板让你加班，你说什么啦
？Well, I wanted to tell him to get lost, but of course, I bit my tongue instead.
幸好你忍住了，对老板啊大发脾气，那可不是什么明智之举哦。
That sure would be a mistake. Another example of a good time to bite your tongue is when your teacher makes you angry in class.
没错，有的时候我也想顶老师几句，可是啊，想想得罪老师的后果，我呀还是 bite my tongue， 装哑巴算了。
That's definitely the smart thing to do. You wouldn't want your teacher to be angry at you.
每个人在生活里啊，都应该要三思而后言，不能想到什么说什么。一想起刚才那个没礼貌的店员啊，我就来气。
It's all right, Li Hua. There's nothing we can do about it now anyway. We would only be stooping down to his level if we return the insult.
Stooping down to his level, 弯腰到他的水平，这是什么意思啊？
To stoop down to his level would mean to be rude to him just like he was rude to us.Just because he is rude does not mean that we have to act the same way.
Oh, 我明白了。Stoop down to someone's level, 意思就是跟某人一般见识。如果别人对你没礼貌，那你也用粗鲁的言语去回敬他，你就是把自己降低到和他一样的档次了。
Right, for example, if someone speeds past you while you're driving, it's better to let them go instead of trying to catch up and race them.
对。别人不守交通规则，我们就不能跟他们一般见识，和他们一样违章开车。
Exactly. If they want to be unsafe, let them be unsafe by themselves.
对了 ，Larry， 刚才我们排队的时候，后面一群女生在议论你的新鞋耶。
My shoes? What did they say?
他们在嘲笑你的鞋子老土。不过没关系，我忍了，什么都没说。我啊，不能跟他们一般见识。叽叽喳喳说人坏话，你说对不对
？My shoes out of style? That's so rude. I'm glad you didn't stoop down to their level. If I had heard them, I might not have been able to control myself. I would.
Larry, 你怎么了？我们刚才不是才说吗？不要想到什么就说什么嘛。
You're right. I wouldn't want to stoop down to their level.
要不我们还是给你买双新鞋吧。
New shoes? What? You don't like these either? Yes?
我想我还是 bite my tongue 吧。
It doesn't work if I already know what you're going to say. Okay, there's a shoe store. Let's hope the cashier there is having a better day.
各位听众，今天李华学了两个常用语，一个是 to bite your tongue， 表示忍着不说话；另外一个是 stoop down to one's level， 意思是跟某人一般见识。